911, this is recorded. Where's your emergency?
Dashcam video reveals the moment Hopkinton police pulled up to the scene after a jogger reported seeing a person hanging from a tree.
35 West Main. Ryan?
Yeah.
35 West Main, possible deceased male hanging from a tree. 35 West Main. Okay. So if you're coming down from Upton, is he on the right side of the road or the left?
The right side.
The right side.
It's a greenhouse. Next to a greenhouse.
I have a caller on the line who believes that there is a deceased male hanging from a tree there.
Okay, we're on our way.
The deceased person turned out to be 16-year-old Michaela Miller. Her body was found in the woods near her family's home. A medical examiner now ruling her death a suicide. The official cause? Asphyxiation by hanging. In an audio press conference, Miller's mother says her daughter did not kill herself.
I want to be really clear that the only thing I want out of all of this is to find the truth. The conclusion that they made yesterday is the conclusion they made the first day they walked into my house. There's no difference, but I know the truth.
She says Michaela got into a fight with a group of teens. Executive Director of the National Black Justice Coalition, David Johnson, who's helping the family, believes the teen may have been murdered.
5 white teenagers are involved but have not been interviewed. And there's an official report of Michaela having been assaulted by these 5 white teenagers the night of April 17th around 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
He says he believes Miller's case is being mishandled because she was a black member of the LGBTQ+ community. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is now taking on the case. Investigators say the teen was punched in the face, but they confirm the people involved were in other places the night Miller was last seen.
And the local district attorney calls the allegations painfully false. She says some of the evidence cannot be released under the Domestic Violence Act of 2014. And she says she plans to work with the Miller family as this investigation moves forward. Nicole.